From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. About 200 fighters from the Turkey-backed Free Syrian Army factions held a drill on a parade ground in northern Syria. Around 25,000 FSA rebels are joining the Turkish military operation in the northern Syrian region known as Afrin, with the goal of recapturing Arab towns and villages seized by the YPG Kurdish militia about 2 years ago. Lieutenant Colonel Mohammed Al-Hamadine is leading the drills. He says they have completed preparations for this battle some time ago, and he added that these forces are preparing for the operation against the separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party in Afrin and surrounding areas. Turkey opened the new front in the nearly seven-year-old Syrian war on Saturday when Turkish artillery and airstrikes pounded YPG positions in Afrin. Afghan commando forces have ended a siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of numerous people, Taliban claiming responsibility. Afghan Interior Ministry statement claimed the Taliban-allied Haqqani network of terrorists plotted the violence. The UN peacekeeping forces saying that Congolese security forces shot and killed at least five people, fired tear gas to disperse a banned protest against President Joseph Kabila organized by the Catholic Church on Sunday. Mr. Kabila's refusal to step down at the end of his mandate in December of 2016 has triggered a series of street protests in which scores have been killed in Kinshasa. A spokesperson for the UN mission says 33 people were wounded, 49 arrested. This is VOA News.